This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Iran's foreign ministry yesterday criticized U.S. President Joe Biden for retaining sanctions against Iran that were imposed by former President Donald Trump, calling it a matter of shame. Foreign Ministry spokesman Saeed Khatibzadeh said in a briefing on Monday, the United States has not changed from the Trump era regarding the imposition of sanctions, and this could be a matter of shame for those who founded their election campaign on distancing themselves from the Trump administration's bullying policies. Trump unilaterally withdrew the U.S. from the Iranian nuclear accord in 2018, a deal that had curbed Iran's uranium enrichment capabilities in exchange for lifting of economic sanctions. A year after the U.S. pullout, Tehran decided to decrease its commitments in the deal. Khatibzadeh also reiterated that Iran may stop part of an inspection to its nuclear facilities by inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency next week. The U.S.-led coalition in Iraq says no Americans were killed in a recent attack. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this report.
A coalition spokesman says the contractor who was killed after a barrage of rockets struck near an airport in northern Iraq was not an American national, hours after the attack sparked fears of renewed hostilities in the region. Shortly after the attack, an American Army colonel had said a civilian contractor with the coalition was killed, but no further details about the citizenship of the person were provided. Late on Monday, over a dozen rockets hit areas between a civilian international airport in the city of Erbil and the nearby base hosting U.S. troops. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This